This is Rabbi Nathaniel Bruan, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, February 11th, 2022. We continue Chaf Amud Aleph 20a, the second section, the green text. All right, so yesterday at the end of our learning, we had from Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba. All right, somebody came to learn in front of him and said that we learn the Olas Chova from the Olas Nedava that requires smich, that requires placing your hands on the head of the animal. So Amar Levi Yitzchak Bar Abba says to this guy, Da Amar Lachamani, right, that which you're saying, Beis Shammai hi. That's a Beis Shammai position. Right, that's not complimentary. We're Beis Hillel people. Right? Why? Delo gamrei shalmei chova mishalmei nedava. Right? Because Beis Shammai is generally is of the position that we don't learn shalmei chova. Right? The shlamim, the peace offering that is obligatory. We don't learn the halachos of the shalmei chova mishalmei nedava from the voluntary peace offerings, from the voluntary shlamim. The ibeis hillel. Because if vayaser kamishpat, that you have to learn, you need a pasuk to learn olas chova from olas nedava that it requires smicha. Right? If we need a pasuk for that, the ibeis hillel, that my person is quoting a beis hillel position, kevan de gamrei shalmei chova mishalmei nedava. Since beis hillel does learn the laws of the Shalmei Chova, the obligatory peace offerings from the voluntary peace offerings, right? Then the same thing that is true in the world of Shlamim, of peace offerings, should be true in the world of Ola, of right, fully consumed offering. And the Gemara then spells this out. Olas Chova, Nami Lo Tibai Kra, right? To learn the halachos of the obligatory Ola, we don't need a pasuk from that. Right, degamrei me'olas nedava, because you learn it from olas nedava. It's clear, right? The same way in the world of shlamim, you learn from nedava, from voluntary to chova to obligatory. So too in the world of olav, the fully consumed offering, you will learn from the world of voluntary to the world of obligatory. You don't need a pasuk. Ayu mimai debeis hillel shalmei chova mishalmei nedava gamrei. Now we take a step back and say, wait a minute, okay? Don't call me a Beis Shammai Nick just yet. How do we know that Beis Hillel actually learns Shalmei Chova, right, from Shalmei Nedava? Right, how do we know that Beis Hillel says you learn from the world of the voluntary offering to the world, so peace offering to the world of the obligatory peace offering? Right, so how do we know, right, just to be clear, although the Gemara doesn't say it, but the Gemara means it, that we're talking about smicha. We're talking about placing our hands on the head of the korban. Right, so how do we know, right, it says the Gemara, that Beis Hillel learns that an obligatory peace offering needs smicha, right, and it's learned out from the voluntary peace offering. Right, maybe that's not true. Dilma me'olas chova gamrei. Maybe, right, the obligatory peace offering is not learned out from the voluntary peace offering. Rather, it's learned out from the obligatory Ola. Right? The fact that the obligatory Ola requires smicha will teach us, according to Beis Hillel, that the obligatory Shlamim also requires it. But if that is the case, so then, the olas chova gufa ba'ikra. Right? If that's the case, then yes, right? You don't learn from voluntary to obligatory necessarily. It's not the case by shlamim, right? Beis Hillel does not learn that. Rather, Beis Hillel learns from voluntary ola to obligatory ola because there is a pasuk. And then from the obligatory Ola to the obligatory peace offering. Right? And if that is the case, then the Tana before Rabbi Yitzchak Abba can hold like Beis Hillel. You do need the Pasuk, and he doesn't have to be derided as a Beis Shammai Dika guy. So now the Gemara is going to say, okay, so let's accept that. But my shna mishalme nedava delogam, right? Right, so then why is shalme nedava, these voluntary peace offerings, why don't we learn it from there? Why don't we learn from the voluntary peace offering to the obligatory peace offering? Gemara says, shachein mitzu, you know, they're so common that you can't necessarily learn the laws of something that's so common, something which is less common. All right, so then we say, no, so Ella, right, me'olas cholba, nami lo gamre. I mean, you shouldn't learn from the obligatory ola to the obligatory shlamim, shechein kalil. Right, because the obligatory ola is fully consumed. The obligatory shlamim is not fully consumed. They're not the same carbon. How do you learn from one to the other? So now we have a problem, right? It's not so simple to learn from the voluntary shlamim to the obligatory shlamim or from the obligatory ola to the obligatory shlamim. There's a difference between each one, right? Ella, rather, the Gemara says, Asya mi benaya, right? You have to use them both the voluntary shlamim and the obligatory ola together, right? From between the two of them, you'll learn that the voluntary shlamim requires a korban. And that the Gemara does. Usually we have, right, that's when you get this tzadat shava shebahen. It's not like this, it's not like that. When the tzadat shava shebahen is that it's, you know, it requires smicha. The Gemara seems to just wave the wand of asya mi benaya and does away with that entire, analysis, but that is essentially what it means. Okay, we'll continue with the Gemara. All right, v'savre be'shamai, right, shalmei chova lo bo smicha. Is it really true, right, that be'shamai does not believe, right, that the obligatory offering requires smicha? But that was the implication of what we said above. Right, Beis Shammai does not learn Shalmei Chova. Does not learn the halachos of the obligatory shlamim from the voluntary shlamim, which seems to imply, as the Gemara here says, that Beis Shammai does not require smicha by obligatory shlamim. I be'atanya, but we learned in a braisa. Rav Yossi says, Lo nechleku Beis Shammai beis Hillel hasmicha atzma shitzarich. Right. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel don't argue about the requirement of smicha per se. They both agree that the obligatory shlamim, when we're talking about yantif, right, bringing on yantif, that it requires smicha. Right? If we saw before, Beis Shammai said you do smicha on erev yantif. Beis Hillel says that you do smicha on yantif as well. But they both agree you have to do smicha. The only question is when, right? Alman nechleku. What are they actually arguing about? Al techef l'smicha shchita. Does it have to be, right, immediately following the smicha, the placing of the hands, you do the shchita, you do the slaughtering? Is that a requirement or not? Shbei Shammai omrim eno tzarech. Right? Beis Shammai says it doesn't have to be. That's why Beis Shammai allows you to do smicha the day before. Beis Hillel omrim tzarech. Beis Hillel says, no, it has to be. There has to be this conjunction between the two. And therefore, for Beis Hillel, you do the smicha on yantiv and then you slaughter it right afterwards. But according to that, Beis Shammai agrees that you require smicha. How could we say Beis Shammai does not require smicha at all? So Beis Shammai will, right? That person will hold like another Tana, but that you have to come back on Monday because this concludes our learning for today and this week. Please come back and join me then.